Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beat. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
Hey there, Bob Boylan here. This concert's part of our Tiny Desk Home Concert Series. We started it back in mid-March of 2020 when we couldn't record concerts at my desk at NPR due to the pandemic. You can watch this concert at npr.org or on the NPR Music YouTube channel. Enjoy.
Hello, this is Ben Gibbard. Welcome to Tiny Desk, Seattle style. Sidewalks are empty, the bars and cafes too. The streetlights only changing, 'cause they ain't got nothing better to do. You say it's like Christmas when nobody's around, when our city was still a secret before those carpetbaggers came to town. And the airports and train stations were full of desperate people trying to convince the gate agents that not all emergencies are equal, but no one is going soon. And inside the Safeway, it's like the Eastern Bloc. People have a way of getting crazy when they think they'll be dead in a month. You like the silence of the wind through the trees, and I like walking beside you through these days of no guarantees. And the National Guard is on their way to protect us from our neighbors, and anyone who's tried to swim for it is drowned out past the breakers. The airports and train stations were full of desperate people, but no one is going anywhere soon. But no one is going anywhere soon. A song called Life in Quarantine, obviously inspired by what we're all going through right now in varying degrees. Here in Seattle, it's been very scary. This is one of the hotspots, in fact, maybe the first real hotspot in the country. And it's been a scary time, but people are making the best of it. I think all the social distancing that we've been doing here has been working so far. People like to say that given our tendency for keeping people a little distant, and just to begin with, that we've been training for this our entire lives. So hopefully we can continue to flatten that curve. I'm going to play a song right now that I wrote for the Monkees, and one of the reasons I wanted to play it is because Adam Schlesinger from Fountains of Wayne passed away yesterday, taping this on a Thursday.
and he produced the Monkees record Good Times that this song was included on. And although I never got a chance to meet him, I was a big fan of his music, and it was a real honor that he was integral in picking this song for the Monkees to record, because also the Monkees are one of my favorite bands of all time, and it was a true highlight to have them record this song. So I'm going to play it for you now. The song is entitled Mia Magdalena.
Driving south from Monterey, so the sun is slowly sinking into a distant ocean wave. I don't know if I've ever loved any other half as much as I do in this light she's under. Tell me, Magdalena, what do you see in the depths of your night? Do you see a long-lost father? Does he hold you with the hands you remember as a child? No, everything lost will be recovered when we drift into the arms of the undiscovered. And I don't know if I've ever loved any other half as much as I do in the slight she's under. Me and Magdalena, always leaving early and sleeping late. Canyons lost within a turn of fate. And I don't know if I've ever loved any other half as much as I do in the slight she's under. I don't know if I've ever loved any other half as much as I do in the slight she's under.
I want to end with a Fountains of Wayne song. I have very fond memories of the first Fountains of Wayne record. For my 21st birthday, back in 1997, my friend Kelly Huckabee, Chris Walla, and I took a road trip down to San Francisco, the first time I've ever been there. And we listened to that first Fountains of Wayne record over and over and over again on the drive down and up, and I have these very fond memories of this record playing as we drove back up the California coast, up the 101. And it'll always have a very near and dear place in my heart. And I, like many people, are very sad that Adam is gone. So I'm going to play this song. It's one of my favorite tunes on that record. And it's called She's Got a Problem.
I know a girl who should never be alone. I know a girl who should never be alone. She's a danger to herself, and I'm worried about her health. She's got a problem, and she's gonna do something dumb. I know a girl that you've got to keep an eye on. I know a girl who you've got to keep an eye on. Every time she goes outside, she barely gets home alive. She's got a problem, and she's gonna do something dumb. Oh yeah, oh yeah, and I can see the signs. Oh yeah, oh yeah, 'cause she's only killing time. Oh yeah, oh yeah, she's not long for this world. She's a danger to herself, and I'm worried about her health. She's got a problem, and she's gonna do something, a problem. And she's gonna do something, a problem. And she's gonna do something dumb.
All right, take care, everybody. Let people know you love them. Wash your hands. And we'll see you guys on the other side of this. All right, bye.
I'm Miles Parks. I cover voting and election security for NPR. Across the NPR network, we report rigorously on the forces seeking to disrupt democracy and provide communities with reliable information. It's Public Media Giving Days, the perfect time to stand with the facts by donating now at donate.npr.org. Thank you.
In this country, more than two local newspapers are closing down each week. As news deserts grow, public radio is a lifeline for staying informed. Keep that service strong with a donation to the NPR network at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
Is it possible to engineer our way out of the climate crisis? Some entrepreneurs want to shoot particles into the stratosphere to combat global warming. Experts say regulations on this technology aren't keeping up. The world of solar geoengineering on the latest episode of The Sunday Story from NPR's Up First podcast.